Seamill Station. I walk to the end of the deserted platform, where the river's soft curve widens, where the trim spills from fortress-toppled harbour walls, ransacked, sluiced to the oven. No tall ships now, no quick-heeled channel cutters, just a few pleasure craft stranded or sunk with mud, left lost or dead, disconsolately discarded. Not 30 yards away at the river's edge, a stooped shadow marks this place in a timeless game of patience. Heron, dear duffel-coated stooge, fellow afternoon annotator, this pencil-legged bird wrapped in private business appears as a man obsessed, a cloaked scientist, environmentalist, the riverbank's systematic surveyor. Wedded to task, he turns and parades perfectly, high knees striding several measured steps, ignoring as he does the freewheeling black-capped gulls, happy as Larry, in a February near-warm swollen sun, chicaning, charging around like let-loose end-of-term children.